9 o'clock at WJSB, Washington.
The bakers of Slow Bake Wonder Bread and Hostess Cakes present Pretty Kitty Kelly. Michael Conway, Kitty's former sweetheart, now her lawyer, is working with might and main to prove Kitty innocent of the murder of Mademoiselle Helene Dupin. It is Michael's theory that the two foreign agents, Colonel Oriskany and Aristide Leon, are the real culprits. That the murder was only another of their schemes to prevent ratification of the treaty between the United States and the Argentine, which Kitty's fiancé brought to America. Meanwhile, the success or failure of Kitty's defense seems to hinge on the gun with which Mademoiselle Dupin was shot. The police have traced it to a gangster, Fred Luttman. But through Luttman's sweetheart, Irene Egan, Kitty and Michael have learned that Luttman sold the gun to a 6th Avenue pawnbroker named Henry Glicker. Exactly what use Mike will make of the information has yet to be learned.
Want to make your children happy? Of course you do. Then listen, I'll tell you one sure way. One of the biggest moments in a child's day is when he opens his lunchbox at noontime. He's hungry, and he's looking forward to good things to eat. So the more delicious, the more appetizing you can make his sandwiches, the more he's going to enjoy them. And now, here's how you can make your sandwiches the best ever. Simply use slow-baked Wonder Bread. For you see, Wonder Bread is better for sandwiches in four ways. First of all, Wonder Bread stays fresh. After you make your children's sandwiches, every slice of Wonder Bread will stay moist and tender right up to the moment your hungry children sail into them. And then, Wonder Bread tastes really grand, too. Its fresh baked goodness will bring out the full flavor of your tempting sandwich fillings. What's more, Wonder Bread's close-knit texture holds your filling in the center of each sandwich, stops it from leaking through onto hands and clothes. And most important of all, Wonder Bread is a splendid energy food for growing children. Besides, because it's slow baked, Wonder Bread is quickly and more completely digestible. In fact, Wonder Bread is the one best bread you can buy for making sandwiches. And that's why your children will love Wonder Bread sandwiches. So when you prepare their lunches, make their sandwiches with slow baked Wonder Bread. For better sandwiches tomorrow, get Wonder Bread today.
Kitty's story. Our scene is the living room of our 31st Street apartment. The time is early evening. Kitty's aunt and uncle, the Welbys, are deep in conversation, while curled up in one corner of the couch, deeply engrossed in a book, is 10-year-old Billy Wilson, Bunny's little brother. He is totally oblivious of their discussion.
Well, do you think we should do anything, Edward?
It may have been just a nervous side for us. Mm. I rather fancy this week has been something of a problem for Mr. Burroughs, too.
Well, should we tell Kathleen?
I think Kathleen has enough to worry about. The check may simply have been delayed. We'll wait a day or two before seeing anything.
It always arrives today, and I take it to the bank.
Well, as I say, Burroughs has his problems, too.
Edward, you don't suppose he's stopped Kathleen's salary, do you?
Well, for all our sakes, I rather hope not, Phyllis. Mm. I think he would have told Kathleen. Let it go for a day or two. If it hasn't come, we'll look into it then.
Oh, it'd be a terrible blow. I don't know what we'd do.
What's all that clatter about?
Hey! Let me in! I'll get it, Mr. Welby. It's funny.
Sit still, Billy. I'll let her in.
Hello, Mr. Welby. Where's Billy?
Oh, he's here.
What do you want, Bunny?
Look at here. We've been subpoenaed.
What?
Yeah, we got to appear as witnesses at Kitty's trial. The fellow asked the papers, and I got one for you, too, Billy.
Sure, I know, Bonnie. Mike told me I was going to be a witness.
Oh, but this is the other side. It ain't Mike Conway. These are from the district attorney's office. The fellow that brought them told me. He was just up to my apartment. He left me yours, too, Billy. I told him I might as well take it.
The state? You mean the prosecution wants you to testify? But what about, Bunny?
I don't know, Mr. Welby. I ain't got any idea.
I think as Kathleen's lawyer, Michael should be told about this.
Oh, I'm going to. He's coming up here. He wants to see Billy.
Oh, I'll bet you he wants to find out if I remembered that telephone number. The one that the Pad Dame called that afternoon. And I can't.
Why not? You got the Plaza part of it in three. Plaza three. Why can't you remember the rest?
Gee, Bunny, I've been trying to... I've been thinking so hard, I'm almost dizzy.
Benny, he'll never remember it that way. It'll just come to him, or he'll never remember it at all.
I'm thinking about it even while I'm reading, Bunny.
Oh, the heck you are. You're thinking about that book. You got your nose glued to it.
Well, one can hardly blame him, Benny. It's one of those sex rumor thrillers. I came across it in a second-hand bookshop today and bought it for him. I'm going to read it myself. What's the name of it, Benny?
Batwing.
Ah, yes, Batwing.
And is it swell? You ought to read it too, Bunny.
I'll go on and read it.
Oh, sit down, Bunny. Is Michael going to stop in here?
Oh, I think so. Jeepers, that could hardly be him already. Oh, hello, Jan.
Hello, Miss Wilson. Mr. Welby.
I'm here, Johnson. What is it? Anything wrong?
You busy, Mr. Welby?
No. What is it?
Well, a fella come just now and he gave me paper. I got it right here. Looks like law business. You tell me what it is, please, her.
Oh, you got subpoenaed, too.
Huh? What you say, Miss Wilson?
You've been subpoenaed. You have to appear in court for Kitty's trial.
Oh, I fancy Miss Wilson's right, Johnson.
Sure, Billy and me got them, too. We got to be there.
Oh, yumpin' yiminy. I don't want to go get Miss Kelly in more trouble. They want me to tell George about that gun.
Keep still, Billy. You just be there next Monday at 9:30, Janssen, that's all, or they'll send the paddy wagon after you.
Well, how long I got to stay here?
Oh, I guess till they've heard what you got to say. They got to pick a jury and everything, and it'll probably take a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks? Yumpin' yiminy, what about my job here?
Well, you better tell your boss that you got to go to court so he lets you off. He has to do it, too, that's the law. Cheapers, it'll be a regular vacation for you.
A vacation? I don't know, I guess I got to get me lawyer, fella, and tell me what to do.
Ah, you don't need a lawyer. All you have to do is go to court and testify. It tells you there in the paper where to go.
Miss Wilson's right, Johnson. We're going to court on Monday. You can come along with us if you like.
Well, sure, come with us. We're all in the same boat. Well, maybe that's Mike now.
Well, you got company coming. Hey, go back downstairs.
Very well, Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Mack.
Hello, Shirley.
Mr. Bowles.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
Oh, Edward. It's Mr. Bowles.
Yes, I heard, Bunny.
You've been a stranger. Where you been?
We want to see Mr. and Mrs. Welby. Are they here?
Yeah, come on in.
Come in.
How do you do, Mr. Bowles?
Sit down, both of you.
Billy, get your feet off the couch.
Okay.
Well, I suppose you're just as worried about Kathleen as we are, Mr. Bowles.
Yes, Mrs. Welby, I sincerely hope she gets out of this.
Yeah, we were down to the clink trying to see her, but they wouldn't let us in. Now, Artie here figured we'd better tell you folks so that you could tip off Kitty. I'm afraid we got some kind of bad news for Kitty.
Bad news?
I made Artie come along so he could tell you his side of it, and then I'll try to tell you what I think.
Yes, Mr. Bowles?
I didn't send Kitty her check for this last week.
Yes, we know.
I hate to do this.
Come on now, Artie. It ain't your fault. You can't help it. The whole trouble is, folks, Artie's canceling Kitty's contract.
He's what?
Yeah, now he's perfectly within his rights. There's a clause in it that says that Kitty has to be a good girl, you know.
Mr. Bowles, Kathleen hasn't done anything. You surely don't think she murdered anyone.
Mrs. Welby, I haven't had a chance to do any thinking. Between the show and the police, I don't know where I've been. It's not myself. I'm not doing this. But a show like mine requires a big investment. I've got almost $100,000 tied up in that show, and now it's a dead loss.
I see. Yeah.
This business has ruined Kitty as a personality. We might... Oh, just as well admit it.
Oh, now, I don't think that's so, Ronnie.
What can you do with her, Max? No reputable producer will touch anybody that's been mixed up in a murder case.
Well, if she comes out of this with clean skirts, what's the matter with her? I tell you, you're wrong, Artie. I'll sell her again.
I'm only sorry that you dropped all that jack.
Mr. Burrs.
Yes, Mr. Willie.
I want you to know that we think you've been very kind to Kathleen. You've paid her a great deal of money. And I think Kathleen would be the first to admit you've had very little return for it.
Oh, no, Mr. Welby, no. I don't want you to get me wrong. Just having Kitty under contracts had a big publicity value. But I've got a nut of about $100,000 in this show of mine, and I was depending on Kitty to put it over. No, well, it's impossible.
Yes,
I hate to take advantage of Kitty on a technicality, but I've got fellas on my back, too.
Well, there's nothing we can do about the contract, folks, but I don't want you to take Artie seriously about this trouble ruining Kitty's career. She beats this murder rap, and I'll get her work, and I'll sue Artie for the rest of her dough under the contract.
Oh, Mr. Max.
Oh, Artie knows it. We talked it all over. I didn't know a darn thing about it till Artie telephones me long distance. I was up fishing in the wilderness. And I grabs me a newspaper, reads her story, and then we have a hemorrhage. Now, what's the situation? What are you doing for the girl? You got a good lawyer?
Young Conway is defending Kathleen.
Young Conway?
Yes?
I thought she gave him the air and went for that patent leather shake, Ramon Serrano.
Oh, it's too long a story to explain, Mr. Matt.
Well, nothing's too long. That's what I'm here for, to see what I can do. Remember, that little girl is my bread and butter, too. I'm getting 10%, 39 weeks now.
Well, that may be young Conway now.
Oh, I'll be doing that, Mr.
Welby. He's a lawyer, huh? Is he any good? She's got to have a good man, you know.
Hello, Bunny.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike. Bunny.
Hello, Conway.
Why, Maxie Hart's on.
Yours truly. You know Artie Bowes, too, don't you?
Hello, Mr. Bowes.
How are you?
I just came over to see what I can do for Kitty. We got to get her out of this, you know. We can't spare the horses.
Well, we're going to do our best, anyhow.
Hey, listen, you got to get her off. You got to. Did she really shoot the dame?
Oh. Of course not.
Well, then it ought to be a cinch. Now, here's
Did
what
you... Did
you
want to see me, Mike?
Listen, little fellow, we got important things to talk about here. You go on back and read...
Wait a minute now, Maxie, wait a minute. Billy's one of our most important witnesses. He's gonna help get Kitty acquitted.
Oh, he is he?
Yeah.
Well, now, listen, little fella. When they ask you if Kitty did it, just say no. Say no, you understand? I'll be in the courtroom, too, see? We'll work out a system. If I hold up my right hand like this, just look at it, see? You say yes. If it's my left hand, the other one, just say no.
Wait a minute, Maxie.
What
wait,
do you mean, wait?
Wait?
What do you mean, wait? Listen, Conway, you've got to beat this rap. Just let me hear you say once that you will.
Sure we're going to beat it, Maxie.
Well, that's better,
keep
right?
Keep still for a minute,
well,
Maxie.
Okay.
Lansing and the FBI are still trying to run down Oreskini and Leon.
The time's getting short.
I know, but they're doing their best, Mr. Welby.
How about that pawnbroker? Get anything out of him?
No, I haven't located him yet, Mr. Welby. They say over at his shop that he's away on his vacation.
Oh.
Then I called him at the place he's supposed to be, but they say they can't reach him.
Hey, wait a minute. What is all this? What's it all about?
Oreskini and Leon are a couple of foreign spies.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're responsible for the murder.
I get it.
The government's helping us run them down.
Hmm.
Now, this pawnbroker's a new angle.
Yeah?
He sold the gun to whoever shot Mademoiselle Dupin.
Hey, wait a minute. This pawnbroker.
Yeah?
His name ain't Glicker, is it? An old guy?
Well, I don't know what he looks like, but that's his name, all right.
I've been fishing with him for the last week.
Oh, you've
been? Yeah, he's up in the Catskill Mountains. And he knows about that gun, too.
What?
He can tell you all about it. He was going to tell me, but I had to catch a train, and I couldn't wait. I'm supposed to call him up. Hey, where's your phone?
Bread's the most familiar food on your table. Make it the best, too. Serve delicious slow-baked Wonder Bread with every meal. Wonder Bread is the one best bread you can buy. And the bakers of no other bread in the country can offer such convincing proof of this fact. Listen. To date, over 500,000 women have compared all good breads at their food markets. In fair, impartial tests, they've looked for the bread with the finest texture, the bread with the most appealing aroma, the bread with the most delicious flavor. And this is what's happened. 9 out of every 10 women have chosen Wonder Bread above all others. So today, see if you don't agree that Wonder Bread is the one best bread you can buy. Try a loaf of slow-baked Wonder Bread.
Mr. Mack's sudden appearance and his knowledge of Glicker save Kitty? To whom did the pawnbroker sell the gun that shot Mademoiselle Dupin? Tomorrow, be sure to hear the next episode in the thrilling life story of the beautiful golden-haired Irish girl, Pretty Kitty Kelly.
Daylight saving time ends Sunday, September 24th. If your community has been on standard time right along, this program will reach you 1 hour later, starting next Monday. Otherwise, tune in next week as usual. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.